Osobo is executive director of the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition and is here to talk about their event that takes place in Boston on January 24th and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Charlotte?
I'm great. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Tell us about the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition.
The Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition is a nonprofit statewide organization, and it was founded in 1991 by a group of lesbian women in Massachusetts who felt that we really needed to focus on the prevention of breast cancer. While there were many breast cancer organizations doing outstanding work throughout the state and nationally, there wasn't an organization focusing on the prevention of the disease. And so they came together, they held a meeting, and the Mass Breast Cancer Coalition was founded in 1991.
How did you become involved?
That's an interesting question. A neighbor and friend who was a nurse at the local hospital where I live here in Hyannis called to let me know that there was going to be a Mass Breast Cancer Coalition meeting held in Hyannis. At the time, I was undergoing chemotherapy and radiation for my own diagnosis of breast cancer and didn't want to go because at the time was really feeling like I didn't want to go out. I didn't have any hair and I wasn't feeling good, and friends and neighbors encouraged me to go, and I feel that meeting was the turning point in my life and was an important meeting because it was at that meeting that I met some of the most courageous women I have ever known, and I became involved shortly thereafter with the honor of serving on the board of directors of the Mass Breast Cancer Coalition for approximately 10 years.
Tell us about your premier fundraiser that takes place on January 24th in Boston.
Attorney Susan Wilson, who has a law practice in Brookline, and she also has a law practice here on Cape Cod, started this wonderful Lesbians and Friends dance, LGBTQ-friendly dance, 17 years ago. And several years ago, she contacted me. She was very, very busy, and she asked that, I help with this dance. And it brings together women throughout New England, and people travel really great distances to come to this dance every year. These women are, many of them are friends, extended family to the organization and to one another, and we just have a wonderful time to raise money toward our goal of the prevention of breast cancer and women's health. And we have wonderful sponsors who really generously donate to this cause. And we have DJ Jody coming this year as our DJ, and we have a silent auction, and it's just a fun evening. And Liz Nania and her wife Sandy are going to be conducting a dancing class, providing a free pro bono dancing lesson starting at 7:30, and we hope that everybody will join us. It's at the Brookline Holiday Inn.
Tell us about your involvement with our LGBT community.
My personal involvement has been one where many and most of my friends and my extended family are lesbian women because, as I said earlier, the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition was founded by lesbian women, and I have worked hand in hand with them on different issues throughout the years and have been very, very proud to learn from them and to help in ways that they've guided me to help. And so, you know, I support full and equal rights for everyone. You know, I believe that the legislative piece of the gay marriage on the federal level through a ruling by the Supreme Court, I believe that all rights accorded to heterosexual married people will be accorded to marriage gay couples. You know, we need to work together hand in hand to make sure that we do all we can to change the world for future generations. You know, the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition is doing all we can to prevent this disease, and, you know, we need to make sure that all of us who are working on a single issue branch out to help one another, to hold hands, as I said, to work together hand in hand on any and all issues that need attention. And I do believe that, you know, oftentimes people think or assume that our neighbor or friend or colleague is supporting something, or that the next person is going to get the job done, or to provide 5 minutes or 5 hours towards an issue that needs attention. And oftentimes that just simply isn't true. And so I'm hoping that in this new year that people are going to be able to volunteer time to support those organizations that need help. And I know that Outtake is really a wonderful way. You get the message out there, you educate people, and I want to just say to you, Charlotte, personally, hats off to you for what you do every single day to promote change in those areas where we need change and to promote those issues that need attention. We do better. All of us do better because of people like you and the work that you do. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Boy, that fact really makes me very, very sad. I'm a former school teacher, and I do really understand. I have 2 kids, so I understand what bullying is all about. And again, it just makes me very sad. I think that all of us, teachers, administrators, we need to do a better job of paying attention to what's going on in the hallways in the schools and switch our conversations over to what we can do to promote change on that level as well. It's a serious, serious issue, and it's just not acceptable. I know that guidance counselors and school counselors are doing all they can, and oftentimes they don't have enough support to reach out to all the students that need the help and the support. So I hope that teachers and administrators will reach out to educate their teams to let students know that they're not alone and that they will keep their door open after school or before school or during school, during a free period, to go and talk with them, to have a conversation with their teacher, with their guidance counselor, or whoever is available, to be creative and to start clubs and groups in schools so everybody has a place to go where they can meet and talk and share their feelings, and to reach out to support groups like the TrevorProject.org. Again, we need to come together as a team because this is an unacceptable statistic. It's just unacceptable.
How can people get information about the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition?
Well, you can call our toll-free number at 1-800-649-6222. Or go to our website at mbcc.org. So we hope that people will join us on January 24th at the Brookline Holiday Inn again from 7:30 until 8:30. Liz Nania and her wife Sandy will be holding a dancing class, a free dancing class. We'll be learning how to do the merengue. I can't wait. And you don't need a partner. You can come and join in the class as a single, no problem. And we're hoping to raise at least $6,000 or $7,000. I think that last year we raised $5,000. We'd like to do a little bit better this year. We have some beautiful items on our silent auction. We have a couple of bikes. Gregorian Rugs donated a beautiful rug this year. All kinds of reflexology classes and massage therapy, so on and so forth. So the silent auction is really going to be outstanding. And, of course, DJ Jody as our DJ, you can't go wrong. And just all of our friends who have come to this event for the past 16 years, we're hoping to see them for the 17th year. And joining us, and also to thank Attorney Sue Wilson, who founded this wonderful event. And the actual dance will begin at 8:30. It goes until 12:30. There will be light refreshments offered and cakes donated by NOLA's Foods, Fresh Food. And they'll also have a beautiful basket on our auction table. And thank you to Outtake for supporting us and helping us to get the word out there so that we can continue to do our work at the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition toward the goal of prevention of the disease. A unique mission, but an important mission.
What other projects are you working on?
After the January 24th dance, we'll be working very hard on our 22nd annual Against the Tide event. We have 2 Against the Tide events. It is a swim, walk, run, kayak triathlete event that we've been doing for 22 years. The first one will be on June 20th at Hockington State Park, and the second one will be at Dickerson State Park, Flax Pond, in Brewster on August 15th. And we're looking for individuals and teens to come to participate in this event. It's either a 1-mile competitive or recreational swim, 2-mile mile kayak, and the kayaks are donated if you don't have one yourself, from either Goose Hummock on the Cape or boating in Boston and Hockington, a 3 mile walk and a 5 or 10K run, and of course the Aquathon, which is a swim and a run. And you can go to our website at mbcc.org/swim to register. And if you have any questions about that wonderful event, and for tickets for the dance, you can go to mbcc.org. The tickets are $40. At the door, they are $45.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Well, actually, there is one. It's very difficult when you're main mission is to find the preventable causes of a disease. Nobody's going to get rich off of the prevention of cancer, that's for sure. And we could use volunteers the night of the dance to help us set up the auction, to help with registration. We could use volunteer support for the June 20th event in Hockington, again, for registration and to time the swimmers and the runners. We have professional time clocks in the same case scenario with the Cape Cod event on August 15th. So if anybody's interested in volunteering a few hours of your time, please do give us a call at 1-800-649-6222. And if anybody's interested in helping us with our political work, we'd love to talk with you about that as well.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I have a couple. One is mine, and I live by this, and I talked to my children about this as they were growing up. We need to work together, as I said in the interview earlier, hand in hand to change the world for future generations. The statistic of 1 in 8 women being diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime is absolutely, positively unacceptable. The idea that LGBTQ teens are up to 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers is unacceptable, and I could go on and on. So let's work together, hand in hand, to change the world for future generations. And then the quote by Margaret Mead, goodness, it touches my heart. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. That quote is something that I do live by every day and share with our volunteers throughout the state of Massachusetts.